Well, they seemed a very physical team.
Sort of different to the Shamrock Rovers under Trevor Crowley. I think it was a bit back to front, sort of straight away, and they were trying to get off the second balls. But no, I thought we stood up to them well, and in the end up we sort of just cancelled each other out, and a draw was probably the right result.
You had a few chances, more chances than they had. Barry McNamee had a good chance in each half.
Exactly. As I said, it was quite a cagey affair, and to be fair to Barry, he got in great both times. When you, I think you have to give their defenders credit, especially the second tackle. It looked for all odds that Barry was going to go on and slot it, and he's got back well. So, no, I mean, as I say, chances were at a premium, and you know, it was probably going to be a wonder goal or a wee chance like Barry's that was going to win it, and it just wasn't to be for us.
I think that's the most animated I've ever seen you in a football match.
Well, it was a bit of an ongoing battle with a few of their players, but I relished it, to be honest. It was a good physical battle, and you know, we were a young team, so it's up to sort of like so-called older players in the team to stand up and happy to carry the baton for this team.
You'd like to think the younger guys are getting good experience from a battle like that?
Oh, exactly. I mean, we're not going to go out every week and, you know, play the football we want, especially on a difficult surface like that is at the Randwell at the minute. It's sort of hampering us a wee bit. So, no, I mean, the younger players will get, you know, good confidence out of a battle like that. You know, not every match is, you know, free-flowing, and you're going to have to stand up in matches like that. And to be fair, I thought, you know, right from Jura up to Big Anthony up front, everyone did.